going on, guys? Hey, welcome to the Tanner Gary Podcast. You are tuned in, and we are excited about you being here on this episode. Listen, we really, really hope that when you're done, your life will be changed for the better, and you can go and share it with someone and let them know what you have heard, what you have experienced through this podcast. Today, our topic is about desires of your heart, or the heart's desire. Sometimes we make our plans and it may not go the way we want them to go, and we're going to figure out why and what to do to make those plans go right. All right, so today's episode is brought to you by Absolute Graphics. This company is major when it comes to all of your graphic needs. You know, they're a one-stop shop. You need photography, you need design work, you need flyers, you need whatever you need, logo design, website, whatever you need, Absolute Graphics can handle it for you. So we're going to give you some more information about them, and you can go check them out. All right, so sit back, relax, take a chill pill, and we will be right back with the Tanner Gary Podcast.
Absolute Graphics designers are highly experienced, knowledgeable, and skilled. Just give a concept and what your company or organization is about, and we will give you a design that best fits your needs and says who you are. Our designers are solution-oriented. They consider the target audience's expectations in connecting the marketing communication strategy to a tangible result. And remember, it's all about results. Whether it's a logo design, flyer, e-blast, CD cover layout, or website, our team of designers is capable of taking your business to the next level. Visit our website at absolutegraphics.org or call us at 501-416-3965 today.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Tanner Gary Podcast. Thank you again for listening. We're going to jump right into this topic today. We're talking about our heart's desire. There's a scripture in the Bible in Psalms 37:4, and it says, "Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire." Now, when we talk about desires of our hearts, we have to have a faith aspect to it. The mere fact that God exists is the foundation of our spiritual, our prayer, and our worship life. So if we're doing all of this worshiping and praying to a God that we really, really don't believe in, then we're really crazy. So we have to have a faith aspect even to believe for our heart's desire, or to have a desire in our hearts. So we have to be able to go beyond the surface level belief and not just stand on the others or other people's belief in spiritual relationships. We have to have a relationship for ourselves in order to have a heart's desire. So we got to seek, again, we have to seek him for ourselves. And our desire, first of all, our desire should be to please God. And the basis of that is having faith in him. We got to have faith in him. We got to believe he is who he says he is. Now, there's another scripture in Hebrews. It's a really, really familiar passage of scripture. It's in Hebrews 11:6, and it says this, "And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him." Wow. So through our diligence in seeking after him and those things that really, really please him, there is a reward. And that reward is going to be the desires of our hearts. Don't that all go together? See that? So in this, in 37, in Psalms 37, David reminds us that if we delight in him, that he will give us the desires of our heart. We said it's, we stated it before. So even with that, I believe that God will give us the right desires that please him. If we're delighting in him, or if we are really, really letting him overtake us and consume us, and we are being excited about his word and seeking him, those desires that we have or that he places in our hearts will please him. All right. So taking delight in the Lord means that our hearts truly find peace. We got to find peace, and it becomes fulfilling in him. Ain't that something? We got to find satisfaction in the Lord. And the scripture says he will give us the longings of our heart, or the desires of our heart. The idea behind that verse is when we truly rejoice and delight in the eternal things of God. What are those? Those things that are not of this world. Those things that are not so much physical things, but spiritual things like love, peace, joy, happiness, things like that. Our desires will then begin to parallel with his. They'll begin to align with his desires. And then guess what? We'll be fulfilled. We'll never go lacking. We'll never go without. And those things that we think we want, I don't know. Those things that we think we want, it may not be pleasing to God. So what he does is he puts the right things in our hearts to please him. And guess what? Those will be the things that we want. So just to make it a little bit more plainer, just a little bit about me. Back in the day, I wanted to really, really be an accomplished singer. I wanted to do songwriting. I wanted to be a musician. I was, you know, at my, I guess, learning stages of trying to play and do all of this music, this whole music thing. And I had all of these goals. I wanted to travel. I wanted my name in lights. I wanted the whole world to hear who I was. And my focus was on just kind of becoming successful and being rich and wealthy in the music industry. But sometimes it didn't go that way, because every time I really would try to put things in motion, nothing would come together. My plans, you know, kind of started crashing down, and nothing would go as scheduled, and got really, 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 really frustrated. Almost to the point to where I said, okay, well, I don't want to do this no more, you know, and all of this. But just in the midst of my frustration, there was a scripture that really, really came alive to me. And it really illuminated in my life and changed my way of thinking. And it's Matthew 6 and 33. Should be a staple of your life. It just says this: seek ye the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. That changed my life. Or some translations will say, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. So I read that, and I took that and I put that in my heart, and it started like really, really changing my life. It changed my focus, because it's saying if I seek God and seek the right things to do according to what he says do, then everything that I want, everything that I need, it's in the kingdom. It's in the way of things. Okay, let me say this. What is the kingdom? The kingdom is a mindset. The kingdom is the way God wants us to do things. So if I seek after those ways of doing the right things or the ways that he wants me to do, then everything that I need is in that thinking. Everything that I need or I want or my desires, they are in the way I think. They are in the mindset that I have to say, okay, God, I want you more than anything else. And he says, okay, well, if you want me, then guess what? I'm going to put in your mind what I want you to do for me. Ah, see, yeah, that's blessed me. So if I think that way, then what I want, my desires, will come to fruition because it's what he wants. It's what he's getting. He's getting the glory out of what he's doing for me, or what I'm doing for him, rather. And it's literally becoming my desires because I want to please him. And the things that I do, I'm pleasing him. So when I begin to put that in my mindset, everything that I begin to do, it turned around. It turned around. Because guess what? At the end of the day, my plans are supposed to be his plans. And I can back that up biblically. Jeremiah 29 and 11. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you. They are plans for good and not for your disaster, to give you a future and a hope." That's good to me. So if God is who he is and he created this whole world and he did all of this stuff before you even got here, and then he says, I already know your plans. I got plans for you. And they're good plans. The plans I have for you, they're not going to let you fall. They're not going to let you fail or anything. They're going to give you a future. There's a future in my plans for you. Woo, this is good to me. There's a future in my plans for you. And those, and in the process, it gives you hope to finish. Okay. In the process of your plans that you have for me, you give me a hope. You give me hope to say, okay, God, yeah, I can do this. I can finish this race. I can finish these plans. I can finish this whole thing because you won't let me fall. You won't let me fail. Man, that is good. Isn't that good? Okay, we're going to take a little break and we're going to come back and talk about it some more. You're listening to the Tanner Gary Podcast. Thing too.
Absolute Graphics designers are highly experienced, knowledgeable, and skilled. Just give a concept and what your company or organization is about, and we will give you a design that best fits your needs and says who you are. Our designers are solution-oriented. They consider the target audience's expectations in connecting the marketing communication strategy to a tangible result. And remember, it's all about results. Whether it's a logo design, flyer, e-blast, CD cover layout, or website, our team of designers is capable of taking your business to the next level. Visit our website at absolutegraphics.org or call us at 501-416-3965 today.
So let's get back into this discussion. If we really be honest, most times our plans that we set out to do for ourselves are really self-centered. It's what we want to do for me. You know, I want to do this. I want this. I want that. They become self-centered. And we find ourselves changing in the middle of those plans. Why do we change? We change because we either make a wrong turn or we make a bad decision in the middle. So what that does, that leads to doubting, that leads to complaining, and it also leads to repeating a lot of the stuff we did before. we find ourselves going in circles, going round and round and round, you know, repeating this and doing this over again, maybe thinking that we're going to do it right the second time, but then we still make the wrong move, or we make the wrong decision. So that's where worship comes in. Because when we begin to really truly worship God, the plan that He has for us, we just talked about it before, the plan that He has for us, it becomes clear. When we really, really, really constantly abide in the presence of God, He'll begin to show us what it is that He wants us to do, gives us the direction and the provision to carry out those plans. That's when it becomes really, really clear and really, really alive of the scripture that says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Those steps become ordered. And in the process, we gain hope along the way because there is an expected end. The Bible says that He knows our end from our beginning. So He already knows the destination. He already knows where we're going and where we're going to end up. So it's in between those steps. Sometimes this is where we lose focus and we get off track. We become distracted. So a prime example of that is in Matthew chapter 14, where Jesus was feeding the multitude. And him and the disciples had just got done. And the Bible says He constrained them, or He insisted that they get in the boat. They had to cross over this sea or this river, or this body of water, whatever you want to call it, and get to the other side, because there was some business, there was some things that they had to do on the other side. So He told them to get in the boat, and He sent them across the boat, and He sent the people home, and He went up into the mountain to pray. Okay. So in the meantime, these dudes were on this boat going across this sea or this lake or whatever it was. And here comes a storm, a strong wind. It was beating up against the boat. And it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. And here comes Jesus walking on the water. And they, in their distress, they saw this image or this figure walking on the water. And the disciples saw him, and it was like they got really, really scared. And Jesus told him, He said, chill out, man. Take courage, I'm here. And Peter told him, he said, if it's You, Lord, let me get out this boat. Let me walk on water. So He said, come on. Jesus said, come on out here. So Peter started walking on the water. Y'all know the story. Peter started walking on the water. And then all of a sudden, in the process of him walking on the water, he got distracted because of the waves and the wind, and everything was beating up against him. And he looked down. Soon as he looked down, he began to sink. Why did he sink? Because he got distracted. So even in the process of our plans, Jesus had the plan for him to walk on the water. Okay. And He had the plan for him to come to Him. But in the middle of that plan, he got distracted and began to sink. And we do the same thing in the middle of our plans. Yeah, God may give us a plan and give us a direction, but even in the middle of that plan and that direction, we get distracted. We get off track. We get out of focus and begin to mess up, make the wrong turn, do something wrong. And in a sense, we begin to sink. So He said, no, I got you. You should have kept your eyes on Me. You should have kept your focus on Me. So we have to be able to keep our focus on God in the midst of our walking or in the midst of our plans, the plans that he has for us. Why? Because there is an expected end. There is a future. There is hope. We got something else to do. People are waiting on us. All right. So in closing, we have to take heed to the fact that God has everything in control. And we have to understand that his plan for us is to prosper so that others can see the greatness of God. And we can be the light for everyone to see. This world, or what's in the world, can never, ever, ever satisfy our deepest longings, or can never satisfy our heart's desire. But if we choose, like the scripture says, if we choose to delight in the Lord, he will always provide. He will always provide. He will always go beyond our expectations. You see what I'm saying? He will always go. He will do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think. But it's got to be according to the power that's working in us. It's got to be according to the delight that we have in him. All right? I'm going to leave you with this. Jesus was talking in John chapter 4, verse 14. He says, "But those who drink the water that I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." Wow. So we got to stay focused on what it is God has for us. We got to be able to trust the plan that he has for us, because in that plan, there's hope. In that plan, there's future. In that plan, there is a destination. And I think I'm going to trust the destination and the plan for God as opposed to the plan that I have for myself. All right? So y'all, we out. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you got something from it. And y'all be easy. We out. Hey guys, thank you for listening to the Tanner Gary Podcast. We really would like to connect with you. We want to hear the testimonies. We want to hear the encouragement that you're getting from this podcast and any other thing that we do. You can connect with us on our website at iamtannergary.com, or follow us on social media at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I am Tanner Gary 2. That's I am Tanner Gary 2. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All right? Look forward to connecting with you. Stay blessed.